听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, so happy you've joined us. And this is Hazel. Hazel, say hello and introduce yourself.
Oh, that's right. Hi, my name's Hazel.
Hazel, are you okay?
Oh yes, I'm just pondering some things.
Pondering about what?
I'm thinking about the life of bugs. I really wish I knew more.
Hazel, this is not really a good time to be thinking about bugs.
Okay, I'll think about something else. Aviation.
Hazel, stop thinking about airplanes, okay?
Okay, how about African culture? It's very intriguing.
Hazel, if you want to learn about those things, you should listen to today's lesson.
Is it about bugs and airplanes and African culture?
Not exactly, but it's about the Smithsonian Institute. If you go there, you can find out all about those things and more.
Oh, yes, Steve, you're right. So come on, everyone. Let's go to the Smithsonian.
Okay, friends, please turn in your magazines to page 24, and we'll explore the world's largest museum complex. Hazel? Hazel? Oh no, pondering again.
America's treasure trove, the Smithsonian Museums. Explore the world's largest museum complex. Have you ever wanted to learn about the complex life of ants or pondered the wonders of aviation and space travel? Or maybe you find yourself intrigued by African art or ancient human civilization and culture. Believe it or not, you can investigate all of these things and more by visiting a Smithsonian museum. Beginnings. The year was 1826, and James Smithson, a British scientist, named his nephew as beneficiary in his will. According to the will, if the nephew should die without heirs, the estate would go to the United States of America.
Hi, friends. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. And we're so glad you've decided to join us today for our museums article. Our article is called America's Treasure Trove, the Smithsonian Museums. Now, you probably know what a treasure is. It's a bunch of valuables, oftentimes money, and a treasure trove would be lots and lots of different collectibles, lots of different items of value in one area. Usually a treasure is hidden, and maybe the ownership is not known, but we are going to find out that America's treasure trove, this area of great valuables and collectibles, can be found at the Smithsonian Museums.
Okay, and our article goes on to, or our title goes on to say, that you can explore the world's largest museum complex. And now here we're using the word complex to talk about not just one building, but probably several buildings or several different related sites or places that form one complex.
So let's learn about this interesting complex of museums. We start off by asking, have you ever wanted to learn about the complex life of ants? Something that is complex, has many parts or many details? Or have you ever pondered the wonders of aviation and space travel? Now, Chip, I have pondered the wonders of space travel and aviation many, many times. It's too hard for me to understand, but I do ponder it a lot.
Right. If you ponder it, then that means you think about it a lot, or you like to think about it. It's kind of fun to ponder things and wonder about aviation and space travel. And of course, if we're talking about aviation, we're talking about airplanes and other forms of aircraft that travel through the air.
Or maybe if you have never pondered about space travel and aviation, maybe you find yourself intrigued or very interested by African art or ancient human civilization and culture. All of these things to me are very interesting, very fascinating, and I have pondered them all. So believe it or not, you can investigate all of these things and more by visiting a Smithsonian museum.
Okay, so it sounds like we can learn a lot about our world and about the Earth just by visiting one area or one museum complex, the Smithsonian Museum.
That's right, we sure can, and we are going to learn much more about the Smithsonian Museum. But first, we want to give you some more information about the Smithsonian Museums, and then we'll be back to learn how it all got started.
The first major movie ever to be filmed in the Smithsonian was the recently released Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian. A variety of the Smithsonian museums were used for filming, bringing to life such objects as a giant 5-ton Tyrannosaurus Rex. Also, female aviation pioneer Amelia Earhart's bright red Lockheed Vega airplane was featured, as was Dorothy's famous ruby slippers from the film The Wizard of Oz.
Welcome back. We've been talking about the Smithsonian Museums, and specifically the fact that we're talking about several different buildings that make up the Smithsonian Museum complex. Now let's start talking about the beginnings. How did this museum complex get started?
Well, the year was 1826, and a man by the name of James Smithson, who was a British scientist, named his nephew as beneficiary in his will. Now, to be named beneficiary means that you will be coming into some money. If you are the beneficiary of someone's will or maybe an insurance policy, that means that you will inherit or get money. Oftentimes, if somebody dies, their beneficiary will receive their money or an entire estate. That means things like the home, or maybe if they own a farm or some land or vehicles. Beneficiary would get all of that if their name is on the right documents.
Okay, and so Smithson's nephew was named the beneficiary in his will. So he was named the recipient of all of Smithson's things. Well, according to this will, if the nephew should die without heirs, and an heir would be a legal recipient, similar to a beneficiary, or probably a children or someone who would inherit his things. If he were to die without heirs, then the estate would go to the United States of America. So if he died without heirs, then this, all of his possessions would then become belongings of the United States.
Yes, and this is very interesting because James Smithson was, of course, British and didn't really have any connections to the United States. And so it's kind of strange, and we kind of wonder, why would he want his money to go to the United States if his nephew dies without heirs? Nobody is sure why he specified those directions. But we'll find out soon what happens with that. When we come back for more of learning about the Smithsonian Museums, first we are going to visit the chat room, though.
Hey, Ashley, have you ever been to a Smithsonian Museum?
No, I haven't. Why do you ask?
Well, that's what this article in Studio Classroom talks about. It says they make up the world's largest museum complex. But the article also mentions the complex life of ants. It seems like complex is used in two different ways here. I don't understand.
Well, I just happened to be chatting online with Studio Classroom's editor, Linda. I'm sure she can explain it for you.
The word complex is used in two different ways in today's article. One is an adjective pronounced complex, and the other is a noun pronounced complex. When it talks about the complex life of ants, complex is an adjective, meaning it's complicated and has many interconnected parts. When it talks about the Smithsonian as a museum complex, it's used as a noun and refers to an intricate or complicated association of similar things or units. An apartment complex is not just one apartment building, but many interconnected buildings that make up that complex.
Can you tell the difference now, Ken?
Yes, I can, and it's much clearer. But you know, the other day I heard someone say that she had a complex about her weight. What does that mean?
Oh, that's an informal usage of complex, which refers to an exaggerated set of feelings about something. This usage actually came from psychology.
Psychology?
That's right. Have you ever heard of the inferiority complex?
No, I haven't.
This is a feeling that one is inferior to others in some way. For instance, if someone is more educated, more stylish, or interesting, it may intimidate another person. They will make comparisons and feel they don't measure up.
I see. Well, we better stop here before I have a complex about studying English.
Okay. Have fun studying.
来看 complex 这个字，首先注意它的发音。 当形容词要读 complex， 当名词读 complex。 complex 表示错综复杂的，但是课文中提到的 Smithsonian 是 the world's largest museum complex， 这里的 complex 指的是一种综合建筑，就像一个 apartment complex， 所以呢 Smithsonian Museums 是全世界规模最大的。 建筑群。Complex 在心理学有一个特别的定义，中文翻译成情节，像 inferiority complex 自卑情节，指的就是自卑感。所谓的恋母情节叫做 Oedipus complex。 Oedipus 伊底帕斯是希腊神话中的一个悲剧人物，他在不知情的情况下跟他的母亲结婚生子，最后就产生了悲剧。那心理学呢所提到这个。 恋母情节就采用了这个人Oedipus的名字。好，我们休息一下，稍后还有更精彩的空中英语教室。
Welcome back, everyone. Today we're talking about the Smithsonian Institution. Hazel? Hazel, what are you pondering now?
Oh, the size of the Smithsonian. It's a huge museum.
Well, you're right about that. It is the largest museum complex in the world.
It's a real treasure trove. There are so many great things to see there.
Hazel, have you ever been to the Smithsonian?
Of course. I grew up near Washington, D.C. I've been to the Smithsonian so many times. I know everything about it.
Oh, well, that's great. Maybe you can tell us how the museum started.
Well, okay. You see, there was this family.
A very wealthy family.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And the family name was,
Smithson.
Oh, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was the Smithson family. And the Smithson family had a nephew. And the, Maybe I forgot how the museum started, Steve.
Well, Hazel, that's okay. Don't worry, because we'll find out how it started next in our magazines. Friends, please look at line 16, and let's look at the rest of today's lesson. Now, Hazel, pay attention.
Oh, yeah.
America's Treasure Trove. The Smithsonian Museums. When the situation played out precisely this way years later, the Smithsonian Institution was created. Smithson specified that the establishment, which officially came into existence on August 10, 1846, was to exist for the increase and diffusion of knowledge among men. Since then, the Smithsonian has become the world's largest museum complex and research organization, boasting 19 museums, 9 research centers, and a zoo. These hold a collection of over 136 million artifacts and specimens. In 2008 alone, an impressive 25.2 million people visited Smithsonian museums.
Welcome back. We are here talking about how the Smithsonian Museum complex first got its start. And we've been introduced to a man named James Smithson. He was a British scientist who designated his nephew as the beneficiary of his will. That means that his nephew would receive all of his money after James Smithson died. And if his nephew were then to go on and die without any heirs, that means without anybody else to send the money to or to give the money to, then that money would go to the United States of America. Well, Chip, what happened?
Well, actually, this situation played out in precisely that way. Now, if a situation plays out, that means that it develops toward an end, or it develops all the way to an end. So we might use this word or this phrase to play out when we're talking about a story, because we want to see how the story plays out, how it develops, and how it ends.
So in this situation, we say it played out precisely this way. That means that James Smithson's nephew died without heirs. So all of James Smithson's money went to the United States, and the Smithsonian Institution was created. Now, of course, that name Smithsonian comes from James Smithson's last name, and we are going to begin learning now what happened after the Smithsonian Institution was created.
Okay, so our article goes on to say that Smithson specified that the establishment, which officially came into existence on August 10th, 1846, was to exist for the increase and diffusion of knowledge among men. Now, that's a pretty long sentence there, but let's break that up a little bit. First of all, if Smithson specified this, Chelsea, what's the saying?
Well, if you specify something, that means that you're stating or you're describing something very clearly or very exactly. For example, if you are a teacher, you need to specify to your students exactly how they should do their homework so they can be clear on that and do it correctly. So Smithson specified that this money, his money, would go to this establishment, which would increase and diffuse knowledge among men. So, Chip, we also see that word diffusion there, and what does that mean?
Okay, well, if information or if knowledge is diffusing, then that diffusion could be understood to be its spreading out, or it's going from one central location out, and it's going into the world. So the diffusion of knowledge would be where knowledge is not simply contained in one area or in one establishment, but actually knowledge is shared with people like you and me.
So I think maybe an easier way to say this would be that James Smithson wanted to make sure that his money went toward an establishment that would increase knowledge and spread knowledge among people throughout the world. And his plan worked out, because today the Smithsonian Institution is doing just that, as it has become the world's largest museum complex and research organization. It has a lot of different parts.
Right. It sounds like it's not just a museum where tourists or people like you and I could go and visit and see some of these special exhibits, but it's also a research organization. So this is an establishment or a complex that does a lot of research.
They do a lot of research, and it's very recognized research. And it goes on to say they also boast 19 museums. It's kind of some bragging rights there, we might say. That's a lot of different museums. Remember, it's not just one museum. It is a museum complex. And in addition to those 19 museums, there are also 9 research centers. And Chip, you're going to like this. There is even a zoo.
I love the zoos. I love visiting the zoos and learning about animals. So I bet the Smithsonian Zoo is a pretty impressive and remarkable zoo.
I would imagine that it is. And there is a huge collection within this museum complex. In fact, it is so large that it holds a collection of over 136 million artifacts and specimens.
Wow, that is a lot of artifacts and specimens. Now, an artifact is any tool or really any object used by people in history or even recent history, more currently. And a specimen is a little bit different. A specimen is an example or a typical example or a typical form of something that's used for study. So we might have butterfly specimens or insect specimens that are typical examples used for study.
And in 2008 alone, an impressive 25.2 million people visited Smithsonian museums. Well, we're going to learn more about what's in these museums tomorrow, but right now let's join Michelle with her language tips.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 ponder 这个动词。 Ponder 是指深思或者是默想。 例如, Nathan has been pondering his next career move lately. Nathan 最近都在思考自己的事业的下一步的发展。 Ponder 的后面呢，也可以加上介系词 over 或者是 on， 再加上受词。 例如, he took some time to ponder over how to respond to this situation. 他花了一些时间来思考该如何回应这个状况。 继续我们看的是 beneficiary 这个名词。 注意它的重音在FI 这个音节念成 beneficiary， B-E-N-E 这个字首是指好的意思， I-A-R-Y 这个字尾是指人， 所以 beneficiary 是指受益人。 例如， the chief beneficiary of the wealthy man's inheritance is his only son， 这位富翁的遗产主要的受益人是他的独生儿子。 或者是 low income families are the major beneficiaries of the new policy， 低收入户是这个新政策的主要的受益者。 最后我们看的是 diffusion 这个名词， diffusion 是指散播或者是使普及。 例如， the diffusion of the new technology makes communication much easier and faster， 这个新科技的普及化让沟通更容易也更快速。 或者是 The Health Bureau announced new regulations to stop the diffusion of this disease. 卫生局宣布新的规定，以停止这个疾病的散播。 And don't go away yet. Stay tuned for more.
America's Treasure Trove, the Smithsonian Museums. Explore the world's largest museum complex. Have you ever wanted to learn about the complex life of ants, or pondered the wonders of aviation and space travel? Or maybe you find yourself intrigued by African art or ancient human civilization and culture. Believe it or not, you can investigate all of these things and more by visiting a Smithsonian Museum. Beginnings. The year was 1826, and James Smithson, a British scientist, named his nephew as beneficiary in his will. According to the will, if the nephew should die without heirs, the estate would go to the United States of America. When the situation played out precisely this way years later, the Smithsonian Institution was created. Smithson specified that the establishment, which officially came into existence on August 10, 1846, was to exist for the increase and diffusion of knowledge among men. Since then, the Smithsonian has become the world's largest museum complex and research organization, boasting 19 museums, 9 research centers, and a zoo. These hold a collection of over 136 million artifacts and specimens. In 2008 alone, an impressive 25.2 million people visited Smithsonian museums.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us for today's lesson, America's Treasure Trove.
Yes, I like talking about the Smithsonian Museum.
Well, Hazel, what do you like most about the Smithsonian?
Oh, that's easy. I like the dinosaurs. Oh, and the airplanes. No, wait. I like the diamonds. Or maybe the bugs.
Friends, please join us tomorrow as we find out more about the world's biggest museum.
Of course, they have a great big flag, too. Oh, and lots of artwork. And the zoo! The elephants and Kermit the Frog.